new old dads,
but we're really just two old dads.
Yes.
And we're really just two fun dads.
Yes.
Going through it together.
Yeah. I think we got that one. Let's count it. Hey, everybody. What's up? It's Joe and Patrick for a first ever Zoom recorded podcast. Hey, Patrick, tell the world what's going on.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
As always, I feel as if I started out the podcast last week with the same comment, but it's true. Living the dream, dude, in Indianapolis, Indiana. How are you?
Yeah, we're same here.
Yeah?
Oh, right, yeah. On. So it's been a crazy since we saw each other. So Patrick and I usually hang out a couple times during the week, if not once. Especially now with this podcast. Mm. This week we had the privilege of going to a very special place called Tibbs Drive-In.
Yes. First time drive-in experience for many, many years for me. First time for my wife ever, Angie. So that was kind of neat. Joe, just out of curiosity, can we post a picture of that?
Yeah.
On our Facebook page? I think it'd be awesome.
Because that's the only picture. The photo
of the girls. Joe just did an amazing job. Providing comfort for the ladies. He put a blow up air mattress in the back of his pickup truck.
Yeah.
And man, a couple little bed bugs back there. So yeah, let's definitely post a picture of that.
The little bed bugs. I like that.
They're cute buttons.
We had cough button. We had four actually in the back of my truck bed when you count the two babies.
Oh,
you got to think about that. I never think about
gracious.
That. But yeah, they jump.
My mom says all the time now, we love all three of you. That's all she says. We love you.
That's
three.
That's cute. I know. Now everybody in our house say we got six in the house because we get the two dogs. And so technically you have like six, don't you? Because you have cats too.
Yep. Six. Exactly. Right on the button. Six. We've said button three times.
Right on the button. Button. Who's got the button? What movie is that from? Do you know?
League of Their Own?
No. Good. I like the guess. No, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Oh, button. Who's got the button? And then he pushes the glass elevator and they go off. And he's like, oh, we're going up. We're going through. Anyway, I love that movie. Okay, guys. We're going to continue here. No, this episode, if you guys didn't know what this podcast is about, Patrick and I are going to be new dads.
Yay.
God willing. December and November. Patrick's wife, Angie, is due November 25th.
Yep.
Yeah. And my wife, Carrie, is due December 19th. So we're really sliding in to get that tax discount, you know, right before the deadline, baby.
Well played, sir.
No, we had this idea about I'd say a year ago, less than that, maybe six months ago. And we decided, hey, once in a lifetime opportunity that my friend Patrick and his wife and me and my wife are pregnant at the same time. Let's do the podcast. Now, what's special about us is I'm not calling myself an old dad. I'm not an old dad, guys. I know I'm not stupid. I'm 33 years old. I'm very young. But I'm calling myself experienced in using the word old because I have a stepson, Devin, and him and I, I've been living with Devin since he's been five. So I've skipped that first age plus the pregnancy. So I'm a new old dad. And Patrick, your birthday was the other day. So happy birthday, sir.
Thank you. 49 big ones. Knocking on the door, 50.
50. That's a half century, bro. Oh, I love you, dude. You are not an old guy. That's I got to say, you are full of life, full of energy. I mean, you cut the lawn, you work a full day, you take care of your pregnant wife. You got it, kid. You got it.
Nice.
Killing me, kid.
Thanks for recognizing that, Joe.
You're
means
welcome.
A lot to me.
So on each episode, we're going to try to start to have a little bit of structure because the last couple times we were drinking, sponsored by St. Elmo's. We're going to have an update for you first and foremost on our lives and wives. So let's start out with the week. What week are we in? Patrick, you can go ahead and tell us what's going on with Angie in the weeks that you guys are at.
I'm on the tail end, if you will, of week 14, excuse me. Week 15 starts Wednesday. It's Monday, June 1st. So Wednesday, June 3rd is when week 15 kicks off. How about you?
Well, we're on week 11. Mm-hmm. So, and that's on every Saturday. So Saturday, I think it's June 6th is going to be week 11 or 12, excuse me, 12 mm-hmm. for us. Mm-hmm. So we got a couple things going on. Carrie is still right before the end of the first trimester. And what we're learning, well, what I've learned this week or watched her for about, you know, an update here, is that she's still thrown up. Mm. And almost so to the point where if I say something's disgusting, she immediately throws up. I feel terrible, but like, I guess I say
a lot of power.
I feel so bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sweetheart. But I also am laughing. Every time she throws up, I almost let Devin and I kind of laugh because it's like, if I don't laugh, I'm going to puke myself. So.
Yeah.
But what about Angie? Talk about that.
Well, you know, and I'm going to refer to the book that we brought up the last couple of episodes. Again, it's called We're Pregnant, The First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook by Adrian Culp.
And again, Thank you, Adrian.
The read is solid. It speaks to me, really easy to read and really like his style. Anyhow, week 14, I highlighted a piece in the book here that says morning sickness is beginning to disappear, but acid reflux may still worsen. Oof. And I am not buying what he's selling because the morning sickness has not subsided whatsoever. I mean, it's
I don't know if it's Adrian's fault.
When I know, I'm just, you know, I need somebody to blame. No, you know, you experienced it at the drive-in theater, you know, on Saturday, Joe. I mean, prior to leaving our house, they came over for dinner before the movie. They brought over dinner and we sat down and, oh my gosh. I mean, I didn't think we were going to make it. I didn't think the movie was in the cards because she was so darn sick after dinner. And on the way home, I don't know if it was because of the tear gas or because she was had the morning sickness, but I guess the point being is it's subsided somewhat, but it's definitely a daily thing still on this end.
And by the way, when Patrick's talking about tear gas, it's because downtown Indianapolis for the last four nights has had protests because of George Floyd's death and the other protests around the country. And Indianapolis is a major city. And they were marching and we were literally like probably half a mile from it at the drive-in theater. Yeah. But and then the last two nights, Sunday night and Monday night, now when we're recording this, literally there's been curfews. So it's been historic what's going on in our country right now on top of us being new fathers. I mean, which is more historic, us or all the changes going on in the world. I got to say it's all in conjunction with each other. I mean, I hope we bring our babies, at least from my perspective, into a world where there is no more violence on black men, period. That's all I care about. I mean,
Amen. What a 2020 has just been a trip, hasn't it? I mean, our own personal experience with, you know, fathering our first children, biological children, and you throw in the pandemic, and then as things start to quote unquote ease off, as far as the stay home orders and so on, right when that happens, bam, you have these multiple protests throughout the country that have gotten pretty ugly, and Indianapolis is no it's
not a cakewalk downtown.
No, man, it's been hairy, serious damage. And like I said, on Saturday night, as we were driving home, Angie had the window open because she wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
This is Saturday. This is late night Saturday after we'd seen our second movie at the drive-in.
We left at like 1 a.m.
Yeah. And as we're driving home, and again, you're right, it's not too far from downtown, but it was like, oh my God, what is that? I was like, holy cats, that's tear gas. And it wasn't like it was making you gag or you couldn't see in your eyes, but it was obvious in the air. And so that certainly didn't help matters as much as far as her not feeling very good.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. So, well, good for Angie to make it through. And we really appreciate it. We had a lot of fun at the drive-in. New thing, you have to order. I mean, everything's ordering on the phone. So Patrick walked up to get food and came back. He's like, you got to order on the app. Damn it.
Got to download the app. Got to order the app.
And we got yelled at like four
everything
times.
Took 15 minutes. seemed, right?
And I know, the, but you don't lines, have to wait up. At least you don't have to go distancing. Up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, ultimately, it's a brilliant plan, right?
So. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the way that maybe our kids are new. And I swear, because I don't know, but now we know, everyone, big announcement. Patrick, go ahead and you say it. What did you find out this week?
It's a girl.
Hey, he's a girl dad.
I'm a girl dad. And I'm excited for it. I think I brought this up before, Joe, or at least I've heard it enough where I feel like I've told everybody, but I've had people throughout, golly, it seems like my entire adult life, whenever a kid comes up, had people have said, man, you would make a great girl dad. And I'll take that, right? I haven't really dug in as to why. I don't know if it's patience, whatever. Apparently I would make a great girl dad. And so I might as well be a great girl dad, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be an awesome girl dad. I'm so happy
Thanks,
for you.
Brother.
I have a Thank feeling you. I still think that something in my gut's telling me it's a girl for us, but
yeah,
we don't know. We'll find out. We're going to find out soon. We'll let you know. We're still at week 11. And for my little tip too, I'm going to mention the book We're Pregnant, just like you did. I think you got to start thinking about getting clothes. Carrie actually brought it up to me the other day about getting clothes that are going to fit her. Because she's starting to show her baby bump. And also, believe it or not, she's getting super skinny too. It's kind of crazy. Like she's obviously not, we're not drinking. She's eating healthier. I say that because, you know, I need to cook more, but sure. Because when I don't cook, we go out and pick something up. But for example, she's shown her bump, but she said, I don't have any shorts and it's going to get hot this summer.
Yeah.
So this thing says, the book says, get like waistband extenders, you know?
Yeah.
So that she can wear those, start wearing that. And then I don't mind going shopping for my wife. That's always, it says win a couple extra brownie points, go shopping with your wife. Okay, no, I'm in, let's go.
You know, that you say that, getting a couple of extra brownie points, that's one thing that he does very well, is has a couple points and tips like, hey, you know, do this. And it's like you just said, go out and go shopping and kind of surprise her. And it's just good reminders to not lose that sense of surprise, if you will, and little gifts here and there. And he does a really good job throughout this.
Yeah, he does. And I guess, you know, guys, I'm not really the best at everything. I hate to say it. Can you believe it, Patrick? I'm not Superman. I think that's something that I think that we need to talk about, or at least mention. You know, I just think with even this, with COVID and the protest and like work, like we have to work during all this, and so does my wife.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do not try to put so much pressure on yourself that you just are doing more damage than good.
Good.
And
point.
I think that I've hit the point where I have been doing more damage than good. I'm trying to do too much, and you know, even this podcast, hence why we're kind of releasing it on a Monday night as opposed to Monday morning or Sunday night.
Right.
Is that you and I get busy. And, I think that's a legitimate thing. Now, I don't know how many other dads, go through a pandemic protest, lockdown across the country.
It's a lot of stress.
I know. Jeez. I've been stressed out, man. That's what I'm trying to say.
It really is.
That's why going out with you the other night, honestly, I had to drive in. It was nice to be around you. And like, we trust you. We know you take it careful, but, you know,
seeing people, I mean, you know, we're all space. They wouldn't let you out of your car. Basically, you know, that was part of the rule. And we kind of did, had our legs dangling.
Yeah. We had our legs dangling off the edge, holding hands in the back of the trunk.
It was cool to, you know, just kind of see other people. Like, you know, when we were standing in line at the concession stand, I remember you were saying that to somebody. Was like, hey, good to see you, person, you know?
Yeah, I was like, hey, what's up, guys? Who are you? Where are you from? Huh? Hey, you guys got some people. Yeah. Like, but that's how I was as a kid, too. I'd walk up. See, I wonder if my daughter or son's going to be like Carrie didn't know a stranger either. She told that story the other day. She almost got stole. She got taken from somebody because she wasn't paying attention. She was two And her dad like lost, let go of her hand, and she was like right behind it, and some dude grabbed her and started walking away, and her dad had to run up and be like, yo, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I didn't even know she was there. So something to consider, you know, that baby's half me, and I'm a very big extrovert. And then there's Carrie, who apparently didn't know a stranger when she was a baby. So I think about that all the time.
Dude. I didn't know like, that story.
How much are they going to be of us? It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. It probably every other day, Angie looked me in the eye and goes, "We're going to have another little human running around. That's I can't believe it. I can't believe it." So she's in this non-belief stage, if you will, where she can't completely wrap her head around the fact that that we're having this child.
I hope that keeps going for both of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until we're not sleeping, but we got the snoo. Don't forget. Patrick and I both have the snoo. We'll let you know how it goes, everybody.
Still in the box.
Yep. Yeah. Well, what are we doing? Baby's not here yet. I don't have to build it yet. Although they do say this on the second trimester, because it's the easiest for the girls, it's going to be a lot of fun, because then they're going to have their energy back, because Carrie doesn't have very much energy right now.
Oh, right. And neither does Angie. Big time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I brought dinner home tonight from Behringer's, and we were sitting out on the back patio. It's gorgeous here. And we were sitting outside eating dinner, and the whole time she was eating dinner, she was like her head back, it's her feet up, and she was, you know, it was like, would you feed me grapes, please? It was
throw it in my mouth.
Completely zapped.
Yeah.
Completely zapped. Yeah. She's,
I mean, the girls fell asleep during the movie too.
Yes, they did. In the truck bed. I can't wait for people to see that picture.
Yeah, we'll post it on our Facebook page for sure.
So perfect. You did a nice job. Oh, hey, baby's the size of a baseball. I feel as if that's a good sign. As you know, there's no sports right now because of pandemic.
Because of COVID, yeah.
And there's talk of sports coming back, you know, whenever. And so when I read that, your baby's almost the size of the baseball. I was like, hey, it's a sign, dude. Baseball's coming back.
Yeah, your baby's here.
There you go. You're welcome, America. They're
if that's not the most American thing anybody could ever say, I don't know. Right? My baby is a baseball.
Yep. Baby is a baseball.
I don't. Baby is about 1.5 inches, because I'm at 11 weeks, and weighs about 1/4 ounce, and the head is about half the size of its body.
Nutty.
The bones are hardening. Buds of teeth are forming under the gums, of course, because, you know, babies don't come out with a full thing of teeth. That'd be super weird. And, you know, baby bump is here, stuff like that. We suggest we really appreciate this book. That's why we read from it. But there's also an article that we found online that I thought was really funny. Not funny, but go ahead, Patrick. Tell everybody what it is.
Hold on. Keep talking. I still need to pull this up, Joe.
Oh, okay. So, well, I can also read it if you want, I can share the screen if you want.
I got it up already.
All right.
So while I'm pulling this up, I have a question for you. Do you know what lanugo means, Joe?
Lanugo?
Lanugo. L-A-N-U-G-O. Lanugo.
Lanugo. Lanugo. Is that the name of your child?
No. Hey, I get it. Don't let me forget that. So lanugo is it's fine hair that forms all over the baby's body in week 14.
Oh.
Lanugo, yo.
There you go, bro. Lanugo, bro. That's awesome. Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah. So anyhow,
this episode brought to you by Lanugo. Oh man.
When you go Lanugo.
Yeah. Sometimes you go, but your baby Lanugo.
Speaking of when you go, one of the things that Angie's experiencing right now, and she said, I don't mind if you tell this story, is when she is getting sick or gagging, she is peeing herself consistently. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So there
I'm
you
sorry.
Go.
I'm sorry.
So I feel as if that maybe is a great adult diaper brand. Lanugo. What do you think?
Lanugo. No? Just let go.
A bit much? A bit.
Adult diapers. Lanugo. Just let
go. Just let it go.
Just let it go. And it's the Frozen soundtrack. Okay. the article that we sent you before we get go down too far down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what it's like to be a first-time father after 50. Now, don't take offense, Patrick. I sent it to you because you're as close as you can get to that number.
Understood. Do you want me just to read the article, my
friend? Yeah, yeah. Just okay. I would say the not the whole article. I would just say the right under the third paragraph. Read the third paragraph.
Third paragraph. Okay. Yeah. It says, well, fewer than 1% of first-time fathers are over 50. There are benefits to being a later in life father. Dr. Paul Turek, a men's health and fertility urologist, says that men who have children in older age tend to live longer. Perfect. As an added bonus, their children tend to live longer as well. Being able to father children at a later age indicates good health overall, which can be passed on to the offspring. That's cool.
There you go.
Thank you sharing that. That's the first time I've read that. I appreciate you sharing that. That makes me feel good.
What's the source again?
It is AARP, asshole.
I'm sorry.
I didn't notice that. It's an AARP on the website, AARP Disrupt Aging is their slogan. It says what it's like to be a first-time father after 50, which I'm not 50, as you know.
Yep. You're however, not there yet. Same. Your toes on the finish line, though.
Same. But, I mean, the fact that, there are studies that show you live longer and baby lives longer, that makes me happy. I just, God willing, I hope that's the way it plays
out. Hey, man, I think it might be a mental health thing. I think it's more towards the fact that you're kind of happy because you're with your baby, and it's just a good thing. So
well, I also think too, sorry to interrupt you.
No, please.
You know,
interrupt me all you want.
There are things that I probably will not do as much that beat my body up, with the thought in mind that man, I want to be around, right? I want to be around 20 years from now, 30 years from now. So I need to play nicely with my body and my brain. So there's that, right? Call it wisdom, maturity, whatever it is.
Still got to do it though. Well, you want to start working out?
Don't kid yourself. Do no, I? You... Yeah, man. I mean, as soon as the gym's open,
opened today. They opened today. YMCA is all open. Yeah.
Not in Marion County.
Yeah, dude. Marion County.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No way. Really?
Yeah. Okay. No, I have the email from the YMCA.
Really?
Yeah. That surprises me. I know. Baxter Y. Well, that's a good point, Patrick, because that's also something I've been thinking about recently, especially mental health. We want to just be, that's why the stress and all this other stuff that's been part of our life for the last couple of months, it's kind of crazy that all of a sudden we're having a baby in the middle of this. Cause honestly, I didn't get to see my baby's heartbeat for the first time when we had had the what, Patrick? Quick, give me an answer.
Don't do this to me. Don't do this. I have a mental block on that word. I don't know why.
Ultrasound. Because we had the ultrasound. It's not a sonogram, like Patrick says every time.
I know. I have a mental block on that word. I don't know what it is.
It's all right,
silly.
Yeah, silly. But we couldn't. I wasn't there. So it's been really difficult.
Yep.
And I think
part of this whole thing. I feel like I keep interrupting you, but part of this whole thing that I'm so grateful for, and I know Angie's grateful for, is that we have friends that literally we're going through this together, right?
What a ridiculous song.
And so the fact that you, in some way had the same experience that I did where we're sitting out in the car, seeing that via FaceTime and that's pretty, I think that's unique. And the fact that I can share that with somebody who gets it is, that's huge. And, oh, my gosh, the fact that Carrie and Angie can lean on each other. Oh, my God.
I know. Thank God. And they're really good friends, too. And, you guys are really good friends of ours. So we really appreciate it. And I hope everybody at home appreciates what we're trying to do here. I think the theme was take care of your body, take care of yourself, take care of your wife. Yeah, for this episode,
stay away from tear gas, for God's sake.
Stay away from tear gas. Holy shit.
Brutal.
Oh my God.
Hey, I said, hey, I'm going to come back to that. How much more time are we going to stay on, Joe?
You got it. Finish it up.
So listen, when we made the announcement to our family that we were pregnant, our close family members, we had to do it via FaceTime or via video conference, right? Because pandemic. And basically in the same state, my folks aren't close to me. They're 11 hours away. And I called the first folks that we called to, the first people that we called to let know that it was a girl, was my my mother and my stepfather. And we'd decided on a name. We've known the name
for some time.
Yeah, I haven't told you this, have I? So the name is Violet Jean. And
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. I'm glad you like. So my grandmother,
I don't really have a
passed
choice.
Away not too long ago, or my last living grandparent.
Got it.
Who passed away not too long ago. Her name's Violet, or was Violet. And Angie's,
you're turning Violet. And that's also
and Angie's last living grandparent, who's still living up in Munster, Indiana. Her name is Jean. And so we've gone with Violet Jean, and it's my mom's mom. And they were very, very tight, very, very close. And so when I told my mother this, oh my gosh, dude. I mean, she started crying when she found out we were having a child for the first time. But when I told her that, when we told her that that we were naming her Violet, oh my God. I'll never forget that, right? I mean, I got all emotional and she got emotional, and it was just one of those moments that is burned in your brain. And of course, I wish I would have recorded it, right, so I can revisit it. But at the same time, it's in my head; it'll be there forever. But that was a neat moment that happened just in the last week since we found out it was a girl.
Congratulations, dude!
Thank you.
She deserves it, and you deserve it. And what a way to honor. And it is a great name. What a great name, Violet.
Thank you.
I love that name. Very cute. Yeah, hope she doesn't come out with gray hair though. Yeah.
That's gray. Lanugo. She has gray.
Lanugo. She's got a ton of Lanugo. Oh man, Violet Jean.
Yeah.
And it'll be O'Donnell, right?
Yes.
It should be an O'Donnell. So Violet Jean O'Donnell.
You betcha.
We're probably gonna hold off on letting everybody know the name. We're still haven't made like a public announcement. Like all our close family and friends, I've told everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know Carrie's like, you, Joe, you got to stop telling people. Like at 7 weeks, I was like, we're pregnant. We're pregnant. And it's bad because their miscarriage is a possibility. So that's part of the reason why you're not supposed to do it. Well, guess what? We're here. So baby's here. She or he, I'm telling you, it's a she. We're going to have two girls. All my friends have girls. Like every single person I know has a girl. Like literally not one. There's not one boy in all of my fraternities. Like all my fraternity brothers, all of my friends from Westchester, except for one who just had a boy and he's the first one. And then there's nobody else. So dude, I don't know.
That's wild. Well, Angie called it, right? I mean, last two episodes, we talked about how Angie said it was going to be a girl and her sister said it was going to be a girl, and boom, here it is.
She's going to be a girl, two girls. I was hoping if it was a boy, then they would grow up together and then they get married and then we could be in-laws.
That's dreamy.
Thanks, buddy.
I like that thought.
Well, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. You can count us on every week. We're going to try to bring you an episode every week about it, updates. Hope you enjoy it. We're just trying to have fun with the podcast. We're not trying to be too serious about it, although this is a very serious time. I'm sure as we continue, this is the best part. Like these beginning episodes were like La La Land, right? Like you have no idea what the fuck's coming. And then next, like 10, 15 weeks down the road, we're going to be like, remember when we thought it was awesome? And then we,
right.
Like our heads are exploding.
We're going to be like queuing up and everything, and we're going to be perfect on these podcasts by then. It'll be completely scripted from front to finish.
I'll never script.
From start to finish. Nah, I know. I'm just playing.
Yeah, no.
I'm just playing with you. Hey, Joe, it sounds like we're fading out here a little bit. All right. So part of the theme here a little bit has been, gas. With the
whole gas
thing and all that, and I'm gonna part ways with a quote from, and this is learn from me, gentlemen. It says, as a side note, you may want to hit the Army surplus store and grab a gas mask because their flatulence will be on the rise. My ass! It is
It's on the 150th floor, bro. I mean,
it's out the wazoo.
It's very gas mask.
We're having gas out the. We're coming up. We're doing a lot of the top end gas. There's a lot of burping going on.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry, Carrie. I'm so sorry. I'm telling everybody.
Angie doesn't care. She really doesn't. She's like, you know, learn from my poor husband. Well, I'm a cautionary tale, Joe.
You are. What a wonderful experience. Thanks, dude, for again doing another episode with me.
Thank you, brother. I love you.
I love you too, man. It's I'm okay, honestly. I just am a little stressed. It's been a stressful couple of weeks, and you know, it's our job to get better. So if this is one way to talk about it and be serious and try to help others, then let's do it. And anything else you want to say? Like I say at the end of every episode, Patrick, lead us out, buddy.
Stay the course.
Ooh, that's a new one. Thanks, bud. That was great.
Thanks, guys.